Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you finding that there are some patterns that are perhaps holding you back? Well, today I'm going to talk about the 10 toxins that impact self-confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, I was listening to my mentor the other day who talks about these 10 toxins, and he teaches them, Dr. Joseph McClendon. And he always wants us to share, and I work on his team as well. He's always trying to get his work out there, and it's been really powerful on me. And the 10 toxins that I'm going to tell you all what they are have a real big impact on keeping us stuck in our heads, in negative thinking, and really holding us back towards what we want. And one of the first things that I always try and ask myself is, what do I want, right? And then sometimes the things come up, well, you can't have that, blah, blah, blah. And that's the 10 toxins coming in. So it's really important to understand what we want and then move forward. Now, a lot of these have held me back. Now, like, give some examples, things like stress, self-loathing, imposter syndrome. The amount of times I've had imposter syndrome, like, oh, well, yeah, I was going to talk in front of these people, go for that job, but I didn't because I had imposter syndrome, right? And I've seen so many people in my coaching communities that are just like, well, I want to do a video. I want to get myself out there, but I don't feel like I'm ready. I don't feel like I'm good enough. Again, imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is when you feel like you don't deserve it. You don't belong there. You're not worthy of it, right? And that keeps us stuck. It doesn't allow us to move forward. So I'm going to go through these 10 toxins now, and maybe you can relate. You probably, chances are, if you're a human being, you've experienced all of these at some point, but maybe one, two, three, five of them impact you more than others, right? So here are the 10 toxins that really hold us back. And I certainly do experience these day to day. Not every day, but like they come up now and then, and I'm able to navigate through them. We're going to go through that later as well. So they are procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, overwhelm, stress, and fear of rejection. I'll read them out again for you. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, overwhelm, stress, and fear of rejection. Yes, those are the 10 things that can hold us back. Even yesterday, I was running a half marathon and I did really well with it. The critical voice came up in my head. It was like, I'd run 3 miles. It was the hottest day of the year. I ran a pretty good time in the end. I ran 1:52:46, I think it was. Anyway, I was pretty happy. I was trying to go for under 1:50, 1 hour 50, but there was intense sun. But anyway, I was really pleased to get that time. And that those voices were coming in, like the kind of the fear of failure, like, what if I don't run this quick enough? All these kind of things, right? And I was able to work through it a little bit in my head, even though I was absolutely exhausted running as well. And I've had these pop up in my personal and professional life, right? Whether that was like working, whether that was business, whether that was dating someone, whether that was in a friendship group, whatever it was, right? These can all come up, and they've definitely been present in my life. Now, I want to ask you this, to what degree are you going to let them ruin your life, or are you going to work through them? Because do you really want to let them ruin your life, or do you want to do something about it? So let's go through them. Okay, so this is what I'm going to suggest for you. List these down, these 10 toxins, be aware, and say, I'm committing to working through these. And just list them and write that declaration to yourself. So when something comes up, you know you're experiencing one of these. The second one, write a plan for each of these, right? So if you know you procrastinate, but you're procrastinating, put yourself out there on social media, which lots of people are terrified of, because it actually, well, most of these link, because it comes to the fear of rejection, someone not liking you, right? So what are you going to do about that, right? You're going to tell someone, you're going to make it very simple. You're going to make a 10-second video. I had a friend who did that. They're like, I'm terrified, right? I'm going to make a 5 to 10 second video. I remember doing my first Instagram live. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Right. I'm going to make myself accountable, and I'm just going to be on for like 30 seconds. I ended up being on for like 20 minutes in the end. but all I had to do was focus to be there for 30 seconds. I had a client who I was working with once. I'm currently not coaching, but when I was working with this client, she was terrified of being like observed in public painting, right? So I just gave her the target of getting out there for 30 seconds to paint, and she was there for like almost an hour. Right, actually, I think she was there for several hours at the end. When by the time she had done more. So it's really important to set yourself something that you can do, right? Okay, now the next thing is schedule. Schedule an action to overcome it straight away. So if you know you've got hesitation and something's going to come up, you plan for it and then you schedule it in your calendar. Just choking on something there. Anyway, you schedule it in your calendar, you have an action to do to overcome it. Right. Okay, my bonus point for you today is this. Interrupt the pattern in advance. This is also known as a stop technique. Now, what you do for the stop technique is you focus on an empowering emotion, a time when you really triumphed and you really feel that in your whole body, and you put a smile on your face, you go, yes, you clench your fists, right? Then what you're going to do is you're going to allow yourself to feel bad. Yes, I said it, right? You're going to allow yourself to feel bad. Now, hear me out, right? Because you're going to practice interrupting that, right? So allow yourself to feel the hesitation, the negativity, whatever comes up. You're going to feel that before it happens, right? And then what you're going to do is what you're going to experience that sitting down. If you're able to stand up, that's great. If not, do something else to interrupt the pattern. And then you're going to shout, stop. And then you're going to move position. And then you are going to clench your fists and say yes. And what that's going to do is interrupt that pattern of feeling bad and replacing it with the good feeling you just did. And I would recommend doing that twice a day, definitely in the morning. And you can do it like middle of the day or something. You may not want to do it before bed because it might give you a bit too much energy, right? So that's known as a stop technique. If you want any more guidance on that technique, let me know. Just send me a message on social media or something like that. It's a really effective tool. So that's what I got for you today, the 10 toxins of self-confidence that really impact it. So again, right, just going through those steps just so we recap it. The first one is to list them. I went through them earlier in this podcast. Then write a plan for any of those that are coming up, how you're going to deal with it in whatever area of life that is, and then schedule an action to actually overcome that. And if you want to interrupt feeling bad, then what you can do is put the stop technique into your day as well. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You improve other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.